Do you need to touch the Lord for a miracle? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. In Luke chapter 8, verse 42, we read, "As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. Do you need to touch the Lord for a miracle? Bob and I have heard from many people that are going through difficult circumstances. What are you facing today? Do you have a loved one or a friend sick? Do you know of a couple that are going through a difficult time in their marriage? They need to touch their Lord for Him to become their counselor, showing them how to solve each one of their problems. They may have been married for only a few years. Possibly they have a new baby, which changes your life and your marriage completely. You may have financial problems, or your spouse may not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Your teenager may have made some bad choices, and they are rebelling against you and all authority. Your problems may be complex, and the only answer is going to be seeking and touching your Lord, asking Him to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding regarding your problems. You and I must walk in faith and with boldness that our Lord Jesus Christ can turn all circumstances around to good." Now let's go back to our story in Luke chapter 8, where Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And when they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing around you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." This woman, who had been sick for so many years, had been going to doctors and taking so much medicine, but when she heard that Jesus was coming to her town, she had made up her mind to go and see him. But there was such a huge crowd. Can you just see her now? Ever so gently, she kept pushing her way through the crowd so that she could just touch the hem of his garment. She was not going to bother him explaining her problem. She had such faith that he was the answer for her problem. May you believe and have that type of faith today for you and your loved one's problems. Jesus is the answer. And each of us must go and touch him, spending time and listening to his directions and his answers for our life. The Lord told the woman that her faith had healed her. May you apply this principle and ask the Lord to increase your faith so your marriage and loved ones can receive a special touch from the Lord, releasing his power that can heal your marriage, your body, soul, and spirit. He can heal your heart, your pain, your wounds, and make you whole. Today, surrender your life and all your problems to Him. Allow Him to calm your fears and worries. Trust Him completely. Take the first step of faith and reach out, wanting Him and desiring to follow Him. Believe in His mighty power. He can heal your hurts, your broken, wounded heart, your depression, your sick body, or your broken marriage. Nothing is too hard for your Lord, as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Bob and Charlene Steinkamp. They would love to hear from you. Write them at Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Post Office Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. Their website is www.rejoiceministries.org. Listen again tomorrow for God Heals Hurting Marriages.